In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, Thursday, Professor David Adams preached one of the more memorable sermons in this chapel. His text was Romans Amos 8, verses 4 to 7. On the basis of statements such as the following: "The end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass by them, says the Lord. The dead bodies shall be many." He cried out with full force, especially to the new homiletic students, "There is no gospel in this text." Well, consider our text today, just read a few moments ago from Amos 6. If anything, it may be worse. The law is harsh and far-reaching in its grasp, and it sounds strangely relevant also for today. Hear again these words: "Woe to those who are at ease in Zion. Woe to those who stretch themselves upon their couches and eat lambs from the flock. Woe to those who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with finest oils." These words do strike home. Though we are not oriented toward worship in Judah and Samaria, and though we are not in danger of being taken into exile. So is there any gospel in this text? Let's look at the last verse once again. At first blush, it does not look promising at all. In fact, it strikes us as the heart of purest law. "The Lord has sworn by himself, says the Lord of hosts, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his strongholds, and I will deliver up the city and all that is in it." God promises to punish, and that punishment will surely come. But wait, what was that first phrase of that last verse once again? "Adonai Yahweh swore by himself, says the Lord." These words tell us that God is a faithful God, faithful in doing what he has said. In this case, it entails faithfulness to a threat to punish and destroy. But this God, our God, has spoken other words as well. Earlier in the book, he declares in clearest tones, "Seek me and live," Amos 5:4. And more directly to the point, he has sworn that he would be gracious to the seed of Abraham, the people of his choice. Did you hear that promise in the Old Testament lesson last Sunday, Pentecost 17 from Exodus 32, where Moses implores the Lord, "Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you did swear by your own self, and say to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven." Moses appeals to the faithfulness of God precisely when he will punish and destroy. This last verse of our reading in Amos 6, then, is like a negative in effect. It's like a negative. It is not a positive image of the gospel, God's word of grace. It is negative, to be sure. Yet it is a negative that, when it is truly read, brings a positive image into light. To see the negative is to be able to see the positive, if you read carefully enough. And just so it is for us. Our Lord will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. For that we have his word. And that judgment will begin with the household of faith. Woe to those who are at ease within his people. Drunkards and other such sinners will not enter the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10. On that we also have his word. Indeed, we see a foretaste of that judgment in the church at Corinth, as those who were at ease in the Eucharist celebration fell sick and even died. Woe to those who are at ease, serving even their bellies at the Eucharist of their God. But God's gospel promise also is secure. Again, in 1 Corinthians, this time chapter 15, verses 22 to 24, "For as in Adam all died, so also in Christ will all be made alive, and each in his own order. The first fruit, Christ. Then those who are Christ's in his coming. Then the end." We can also trust these words. How do you know that this promise applies to you? Yes, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6 that drunkards and others will not inherit the kingdom of God. But he also says in chapter 6, immediately thereafter, "But you got washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." These words are true of you as well. So you too belong to Christ, which means that Christ will bring you too, through judgment at the end of time, to your glorious resurrection life. So, sons and daughters of the King, listen to the promises of God. Listen to the promises of judgment, even the promises of Amos, the impending footfall of the law. But every time you listen, listen also to the other voice, the stronger voice. Listen for that promise voice, which may be in, with, and under that negative judgment voice, so that when you hear the footfall of the law, you will hear that other shoe, that gospel shoe. Then you will hear it